Cavart against another, and it's an honor to be included in the same sentence as Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. And as long as we've helped one impoverished inner-city child, well, we've done our job. Buffy versus the Old-Fashioned Hero by David Brin. In a now-famous Salon article, David Brin takes on the virtually sacred Lord of the Rings trilogy, pointing out that the works celebrate the attempts of the hierarchy of a feudal order to squash the revolt of a more egalitarian society. As Brin points out in The Lord of the Rings, the good guys strive to preserve and restore as much as they can of the older, graceful, and natural hierarchy against the disturbing, quasi-industrial, and vaguely technological ambience of Mordor, with its smokestack imagery and manufactured power rings that can be used by anybody, not just an elite few. Brin goes on to note Hollywood's inherent bias towards feudal systems and dynastic elites, citing Star Wars as another prominent example. But Brin does credit one Hollywood creation with deliberately subverting hierarchy and embracing the common folk. And that creation is... What does it take to be a shining new star in Hollywood these days? Well, if you're female, it helps to be beautiful. An ability to act? Kind of useful. Success may also come with knowing the right people. That much has always been true. But nowadays, another essential trait has been added to the list of starlet